Rounding third, heading home, final segment of Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbard, Steve Bailey with you for a few more moments. Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio joining us here as well. A lot of high school football coming your way later on tonight. Make sure you keep it tuned in right here to AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM and, of course, WEOL.com. All right, gents, we posed the question just before we took that last break. My question to you guys as it pertains to the Browns. They've got two games coming up over the next 6 days. Bills on Sunday, Steelers here in Cleveland next Thursday as well. If they go 1-1, is that enough for everybody in Berea to stand pat, or is there going to have to be a fall guy? Steve, we'll start with you.
Are you saying fall guy, like someone's going to get fired prior to the season ending? I don't think someone's going to get fired before the season ends. I think Dorsey's going to commit to what he has chosen to do for the rest of the season. If the Browns don't beat the Steelers at home, if the Browns don't finish at least 500 or better, and who knows, even if the Browns, if they did anything but run the table, he might get fired at the end of the season, that being Freddie Kitchens. But I think in season, they're going to stay status quo.
All right, Adam, we'll throw that same question to you.
I think that you probably just go ahead and go with Kitchens the rest of the way, because it's already a lost season at this point in time. If you're at 3-7 through 10 games, you're not going to make the playoffs anyway. So not to say that you're going to tank for a draft pick or anything like that, but I mean, who do you make the interim? Is it Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, because he's got head coaching experience? Well, if you're firing Kitchens anyway, you're probably cleaning house next year. So might as well just ride it out with Kitchens and then start fresh next year.
All right, got about a minute and a half.
Again.
Not necessarily just Kitchens, though. Is there a different fall guy in place, right? So if they just go 1-1, I'm not saying if they fire Kitchens, do you think they would have to make some kind of a move? Even if that doesn't mean firing Kitchens, do they let go of a coordinator, or do they go to Freddie Kitchens and say, look, we're relieving you of your play-calling duties. You still remain the head coach, but you're no longer calling the plays.
If John Dorsey wants to strong-arm the situation and take the play calling away from Freddie, I don't see how that move does anything for you in the future, because you can't go one way and then go back again. So if you decided already that you're going to fire Freddie Kitchens at the end of the year, but you want to see where this offense could go under Todd Monken, just for whatever reason you want to do it, then maybe. But I don't think it's something that you could do and then go back on it later. So if you make that decision, it's forecasting that Freddie's going to be gone.
I think Kitchens is the only potential fall guy. The defense has played okay with Wilks. And Monken, I mean, he doesn't really seem to have any tasks or any duties or any say in anything, because Kitchens says, I'm calling the plays, that's the way it's going to be. The thing is, you can't fix the mistake now of going with Freddie Kitchens, because obviously that was a mistake with all the talent they have, with a second-year quarterback. Going to a first-time head coach was the problem. Dorsey's not going to make himself the fall guy, so Kitchens really has to be the only fall guy here, unless you take it out on a player and go through a trade, something like that.
All right, gents. Good stuff as always. Adam, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here in studio. We'll do this again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me. Unannounced, no less.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes those are the best appearances, the ones that are unannounced. All right, that's going to wrap things up on today's edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. A big thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'd like to say thank you to both of our guests today, Jess Famota, Columbus Blue Jackets insider, Adam Burke with BangTheBook.com and Bang the Book Radio. My thanks to Steve Bailey, my tag team partner, for helping out today as well. Don't forget, coming up next, we've got the Ohio College Football Preview Show at 6 o'clock. It's the OHSAA High School Football Playoff Preview Show. And then three high school football playoff games coming your way tonight on the radio and Stream 1. Avon hosting Worcester at WEOL.com. Stream 2, Maple Heights traveling to Avon Lake. And it's Stream 3, it's Medina taking on St. Ed's at Baldwin Wallace. For Steve Bailey, this is Andy Bulbard saying thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon. Have a wonderful weekend, and you will hear from us again soon.